You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, so we have another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up, Gator. I'm still finalizing it. So,
Fine-tuning the menu?
Fine-tuning it, yeah. So that's coming up later this hour. I did get word, by the way, Birchie Kid, who's live from Allen Park every Friday, is 1:30 today. 1:30, the Birchie Kid, due to the practice schedule being a little bit different because of the Monday night game. So anyway. That is coming up a little bit later, so we'll find out the latest what Coach has to say.
What were you eating today?
It's leftover, basically some sort of chicken dish from HelloFresh.
Chicken casserole, some kind of rice?
It's rice. You want me to look up exactly what it was?
No, I was just curious what was in it.
Yeah. We really, really like the HelloFresh meal kits. It's like some sort of chicken stir fry.
Okay.
But I guess I have to look up exactly what it is. I'll let you know. Why, it smells good or it smells
bad?
No,
it smelled fine.
I always worry.
If it smelled awful, I would be ripping on it left and right.
I had a HelloFresh meal a couple of weeks ago, and it was, we'll bring in the leftovers, send them to lunch, and it was salmon. And I said, should I go heat it in the microwave and bring it in studio?
Dangerous.
Yeah, well, I live on the edge.
Yeah,
Danger is my middle name. Doug Danger Karsh. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Alex in Ann Arbor on 97.1. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
I think that we should try and find somebody that's willing to do a sign and trade for Scooble. Scott Boras factor is just, I don't think that we can keep him. So I think that we should try to do more than just get the compensatory draft pick.
Yeah.
And I mean, if the Mets are interested, whoever's interested, like whether it's more draft picks or whether we can plug up some of the holes, because unfortunately the Tigers do kind of seem to be a money ball team. So if let's get as much capital in return and see what we can actually do with it. Like it is unfortunately like a spaghetti at the wall kind of approach, but I don't know what other options we really have.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is a Tiger team. It's been in the playoffs the last 2 years. They've been a game away from reaching the ALCS the last 2 years. So I think it's more than just a money ball team. I understand what you're saying because they don't – it's just kind of strange how they've cobbled it together, and yet they have. It's 2 years in a row where they've done it. So I believe in it more than just – the throw everything against the wall approach. I do think you can trade with a team and get players that can help you now, as opposed to having to wait on prospects.
I'm worried about that.
Let me clarify real quick. I didn't mean that we as a team are a spaghetti against the wall. I mean, like that's what we should do with the trade of just maximize whatever return we can get.
No, I understand
just to plug up some holes. Like I'm definitely not trying to take away from what the team has accomplished, but I also just real quick before up and let you guys talk. I do have a personal, I'm wondering if Scott Boras has definitely burned the Tigers before, and I kind of wonder if maybe Chris Illich is a little bit reluctant to do business with him just based on some of the previous contacts that were not in the Tigers' favor that we've done with
I hope not. Before. I mean, if there is a, like the feeling yesterday, or yesterday, the spring, feels like it was yesterday, with the Alex Bregman, that whole thing, it was, okay, the Tigers have made this great offer. And at that time, nobody else had. And it felt like Bregman and Boras were waiting for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, you bring this up, and it's almost like the fans, and look, I don't begrudge anybody their feelings, but it's almost like fans would say, F that guy. He had his chance. Screw him. When it comes to Bregman being back on the open market.
Right.
You know, no, don't come crying back to us. Like, I hope an owner doesn't act that way, because I think it's letting pride get in the way. Is it possible? I suppose it's possible. Would he have reason to feel that way, that the Tigers were used just to up the market for the client, and then they were going to take him as soon as they had another offer or get a competitive offer from somebody else? Does it feel that way? It feels like that could have been the Tigers were used in that regard. But if you operate that way, let your personal feelings get in the way, I don't know that's in the best interest of the organization.
You know, earlier, Gator, you said, like, Terry Skuba has the ultimate say in this because it's his life, right? He can tell Boras exactly what he wants to do, or whoever his agent is. But I think we're all thinking, because he chose Boras as his agent, we know what he wants, which is the most money possible, because that's what Scott Boras is known to do. And so I feel like he can go out and get another agent that would give him a good amount of money to stay in Detroit if he wanted to do that. And I'm not saying he doesn't want to stay in Detroit, but I'm saying the fact that he has Scott Boras as his agent tells me he wants the most money possible.
I mean, you can glean that if you will, and that's fine. I just think that it's, I think in some regards, some people just want to go with representation by who's the best and who's known for getting the most. And that's Boras, clearly, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly what he wants. Like, would he be willing to take a deal right here and now with the Tigers? I mean, if the money's right, it could happen. This is why I think it's vitally important. Find out. And it may very well play out that that's the thing. Hey, I'm not talking to you. Talk to Boras. Well, we want to talk to you. Would you take a shorter? Don't talk to me. Talk to Boras. And if that's the case, if that's the attitude, then you know what it is. And then, okay, fair enough. Let's pick up the phone and we'll talk to the Mets and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Padres and the Cubs and the Phillies or whoever.
Well, what you just brought up is possible. If I were to guess, I would lean more towards what Kang said. He wants the big contract, and he has every right to, and I'm not mad at him. It sucks. It's part of sports. Feels like, you know, because of the business, we might lose our guy.
And a lot of times, if you want to go to the player, which I have no problem with asking to, look what happened to Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons when he kind of like, hey, I want to talk to you. And Parsons like, well, I got to talk to my agents. And that whole thing went, he got traded. He ended up getting traded.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Coming up a little bit later on. Also, we will talk with the Birch Kid from out at Allen Park. Gator, the answer? Mushu chicken bowl. It's a reheated mushu chicken bowl with cabbage, scallions, and rice.
Yeah, I'm down with that. That sounds good.
Right. Just making sure.
Soy sauce?
Yeah. Well, there's no, they had the, it was no need for soy. It was pretty sauce. Yeah, it was pretty sauced up.
Fair enough.
We got to pick some games a little bit later on, too. 4-2 last week, Gator. Isn't that 2 weeks in a row you went 4-2?
That's right.
He's getting back. He's got his fastball. He's got his fastball back, people.
I'm trying.
I went 4-2 as well. We'll have our picks coming up a little bit later on here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, so college football tomorrow, both local teams in action, Michigan and Washington. I'm going to warn Michigan fans that Damon Williams is much better than you want him to be. This is the Washington quarterback. As much as John Mateer and Jaden Maiava gave Michigan problems, this guy... it might be the toughest to get to the ground. He can fly. And then last week against Rutgers, he has a bad defense, but he threw for over 400 yards. And I said it, I've actually said it all week long. I think this is the fulcrum game of Michigan season. They can get the arrow pointed back up, and I think it can stay up for a while. Or the arrow will point down, and I don't know how steep down it will point. A lot of people have a lot of problems with the performance last week, and I understand it. I thought particularly concerning was the run defense, and hopefully their fits and their tackling will be better this week. Washington hasn't really run it between the tackles that well in recent weeks, but they've got a big receiver on the outside. They've got some guys coming back healthy. They got a weird situation with a linebacker, Jacob Manu, who got hurt last October, right after he played too many games to redshirt, and he's been out until recently. He can play four games this year and take a redshirt. It's his last year. And so he's played two, and they might start rationing games, have him play only two of his final six, but they're appealing it to try and get him last year back so that it won't matter. They have not heard on the appeal yet, but he's a good player. They got good safety. They got big corners. Anyway, yeah, this game is absolutely massive for Michigan and for what's going to happen this season.
Well, I think it has potential to be a shootout with these two teams, because it sounds like Washington can score some points, mm-hmm. and with a dual threat quarterback, anything can happen, but Michigan's got a dual threat quarterback too, and they may have to rely on his legs a little bit more. If Justice Haynes isn't, good to go, Do you expect the whole load to go on Marshall, or is he going to have to share that load? And that load, that sharing that load might be that the quarterback's going to take off and go.
Yeah, I think this is a win at all costs. You know, Washington's an interesting team. And the non-conference against Colorado State, UC Davis, and Washington State, they were averaging like 58 a game. And then they came back. They scored 6 against Ohio State. They scored 24 against Maryland all late. Last week, they exploded and had 38 against Rutgers. They also gave up a bunch of yards.
But they only gave up 24 points to Ohio State.
Yep.
And they gave up less than 400 yards in offense. I think Ohio State had 350 yards in offense, Nick.
It's the big feather in their on their defense. That's the bullet point one on their defensive resume this year, for sure. But yeah, I mean, this is a huge game for Michigan. I think it's a huge game for this team. Needs a feel good win after last week.
Running the football, and I know fans don't like this because fans love to see throwing the football, but running the football might be the best way to go, best route to go. Keep their offense off the field, have long sustained drives if you can do it. It's all based on if you can run the ball. But if you can do that to a team that's traveled cross country and playing on a body clock that looks like 9 o'clock in the morning for them, maybe that's an advantage Michigan. But unfortunately, if they don't have Justice Haynes, and that's a big loss if they don't have
him. And I suspect that won't be known until tomorrow, as far as Justice Haynes is concerned, but we shall see. Michigan State at Indiana. I'm just saying. College football.
Let me just say one more point about Washington, okay, Michigan. Sure. We talk a lot about how important the game is for Michigan because, obviously, it's the team that's in state here, and I think if they have any dreams at all of getting to the playoff, they have to win this game. For Washington, it's the same stakes. This is a team that's knocking on the door to get into the top 25. They only have the one loss on their resume at this point. For them to beat Michigan would be a nice feather in their cap, and they don't play anybody until the end of the season against Oregon.
I think if Washington loses this game and runs the table, they're in.
You do?
Yes, because that would include a victory over Oregon, unless Oregon completely falls apart.
Fair enough.
As far as Michigan State's concerned, I made the comment earlier in the week. It feels like quite often college football will just college football, and something that will make you go, what? Something that will stun you can happen. And I know this is going to, like, people scoff at this and make fun, and I don't care, because Indiana has got all the makings of a vulnerable heavy favorite. This is all the trappings of you just played arguably the biggest regular season game in program history, and you won. And the pats on the back are coming in. And the ranking now, number 3 in the country. Head coach, huge, huge amount of guaranteed money, no matter what.
Who saw that coming?
He says sarcastically. Here comes Michigan State. You're going to kill those guys. They just lost to UCLA, blah, 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 blah. Under normal circumstances, I think you can make a case that this game would be closer than the experts think because of where Indiana is in the schedule. There's not a lot of faith right now for Michigan State fans, but think of the best version of this team, okay? What if the best version of this Michigan State team shows up? That's closer than the number, if you ask me.
But the thing is, with the best version of Michigan State, not only do you have to have the best version of Michigan State, you have to have that best version for 4 quarters, which is something that we haven't seen. So I don't know what that best version looks like. I know what the best version looks like for about 3 quarters, and it can be good, but is it good enough to beat Indiana? I think Indiana is just validating what they did last year. They've got maybe the top quarterback in the country. They just ooze confidence right now. They're playing at home in this game. It's really tough for me to cobble any kind of plan at all how Michigan State wins this game. They need to compete in this game. They need to show that they're still in the fight. Well, their coach is probably battling for his future here, and has to make sure that this team is still giving an effort, is still willing to play and not quit, because the second that they look like they quit, it's going to be known, and it doesn't bode well for the head coach, even though he's only in his second year, and it seems like it's ridiculous to even discuss this about his future, but it's what college football is these days. You're hired to be fired, and next man up, they'll find somebody else. Donors will go ahead and foot the bill, and that's what happens. And Michigan State's got big donors if they want to go that route. You got a new athletic director who's sitting on the sidelines watching everything unfold. This wasn't the guy that he hired, so you know, is he already have an idea, and is he just waiting to pull that trigger? We'll see. I hope it's not the case. I hope what we see tomorrow from Michigan State is a team that does show some fight. I don't expect them to win, but I do expect them to compete. I don't know if Aiden Childs is going to play.
Yeah, it makes it hard for me to pull the trigger on any sort of bold prediction.
And it feels like Jonathan Smith's future is completely tied to how Aiden Childs plays, because these two were brought in together as a package deal, along with Jack Velling, by the way, who has been kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to be this great tight end, and you see ability, but he's hardly used, and he's dropped passes here and there, so I don't even know what to expect there. But with Childs and Jonathan Smith together, I mean, if Aiden Childs plays and he plays mediocre again, what do they got? They got a quarterback who's clearly got talent. He's got a cannon for an arm, but sometimes his footwork is just a disaster, and his off-platform throws are awful. He can run with the ball when he needs to. Sometimes he's been careless with it. His good is great, but his bad is awful. And it feels like there's more bad than good to him, and he hasn't progressed anywhere near what you expect him to in year two at Michigan State, let alone year three of working with this coach. So we'll see if he plays, but it's a big game for Aiden Childs too.
Yeah. I mean, look, I we're in a weird place where I know some people are rooting against their team because they want to see the coach replaced. I find that to be so unhealthy. I think, you know, getting like one shot in both towns, like I'm building my team and I'm maybe not coming, I'm coming in a bit shy. Do you only get one shot? Do you get one shot? I guess in this day and age, you only get one shot.
I feel like we should be playing Eminem in the background.
Well,
Well,
it's what it is. And as Kang said, I hate it because the first to say fire the guy gets the hot take credit, and I don't like hot takes.
Yeah, and I guess from a standpoint, if I even entertain the thought of moving on, it feels like it's such a different world. Like, I don't even know where you begin looking at coaches anymore, because it's totally different criteria that you need.
Yeah,
you need to make sure that you've got NIL backing so that you can go get players in the transfer portal, all while still being able to coach X's and O's. You got to know X's and O's, but you also got to have the Jimmys and Joes.
Yep.
It seems like it's a way more difficult job than it was before, when you had the luxury of time to develop the recruits that you brought in out of high school, that these guys are going to, you know, they're going to work at the trade for the first couple years and not really see the playing field. But the time they're juniors, they're ready to roll, or redshirt sophomores, they're ready to roll. You don't have that time anymore. You don't have the luxury. Everything is about right here, right now, and it's transfer portal.
Okay. Well, we will get to Are You Going to Eat That coming up. And we'll talk more about the Lions and Buccaneers on the field as well, because we've barely touched on that.
Because we got all Monday to do that, too.
That's a good point. But still, leading into football weekend, I like to do it. Another win tonight for the Red Wings, Scott?
Well, we'll see. But, boy, they're playing better hockey. They got Lucas Raymond back probably tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
Sounds like he might be coming back.
Yeah, that's going to help.
This Red Wing team. Yep. Did they say, I'm sorry, did I miss who's starting in net?
I have not seen it. Kenny, have you seen who's starting in that for the Wings tonight? If it's Gibson or if it's Talbot?
It's Gibson.
Gibson is?
Talbot's getting a little breather.
All right.
So they're going to go Gibson, his first start since the opening night when he did not look good. So we shall see.
Okay, you remember during the crosstalk I said I was excited for Are You Going to Eat That? Because
coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Is it what something is called?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. All right, Scott. At Seattle Mariners games.
Doesn't stop.
At Seattle Mariners games. They have something new at the concession stands for the postseason. Gator, the Hucklenut cannoli. Are you going to eat that?
I'm sorry, the what?
The Hucklenut cannoli.
Hucklenut?
Yes.
The hell's a Hucklenut?
A new concession item for Mariners fans featuring a rosemary-scented ricotta cannoli shell filled with huckleberry sweet cream, toasted hazelnuts, and drizzled with smoked huckleberry caramel. The Hucklenut cannoli. Are you going to eat that?
Yes. I'm all about those nuts. Yeah. That sounds good. Interesting, a little sweet and savory.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the rosemary cream with the huckleberry.
It's obviously been through some sort of testing kitchen because I would never think that these things would go well together, but they obviously do. Somebody liked it. Make it available. Kang, the Hucklenut cannoli. Are you going to eat that?
I don't know if I can get past the name. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even want to hear what that was. I was just, no. When you said it, then I didn't hear the description. So yeah, I'll just ask Gator how was it.
Yeah, well, actually, my brother-in-law was out there. If he's back, if they host another game, I might Venmo him and say we'll pay for it. You get the Hucklenut cannoli and report back.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
All right, next I'm a no on that. Next up, Nature's Touch has a flavored milk out there. It's root beer flavored milk.
What?
Gator, root beer flavored milk. Are you going to eat that?
I don't understand the application for this. Like, I'm curious as to the flavor. So I'm like, I'm probably going to say yes just to try it.
It's a tasty way to get your vitamin D, Scott.
If I'm having milk, I don't really drink milk. I use milk, for cereal. That's great. As a base for soups or something like that. You can do that. But I just don't drink it anymore. And if I were to, I don't want it tasting like root beer. I'm confused.
Are you?
I'm confused whether or not. Do I even want to try it?
Is this a yes or a no?
You know what, Kang? I take it away. No.
Okay.
Flush it.
Oh, you switched. Yeah. Switched. All right. Switch. All right.
Yeah, just there's no point.
Kang,
I don't need to go with root beer flavored milk.
I'm out. I don't drink milk. I don't really enjoy milk. Root beer is not helping this cause at all. So, no thank you. Doug?
I'm a strong yes.
There you go, buddy.
Give me the root beer flavored milk.
Why are you strong yes?
Because I drink a lot of milk, and I think this is fascinating. I like the flavor of root beer, so I'm willing to give this a shot, and I think I'll like it. So when I was in Australia, they had Big M milk, which is banana milk and caramel milk and chocolate and strawberry and vanilla. That all makes sense.
Yeah.
All these different flavors of milk, and I liked them all, except black licorice. But root beer flavored milk, I think, would fall into the strong yes category.
I do have to say this, because when you say root beer, I started thinking of, there's one of those new Progressive commercials, Don't Become Your Parents.
Yeah.
And the one guy's telling the kid at the checkout counter how to load up the bag of groceries.
Yeah.
And he uses the term root beer, which always makes you laugh. And he follows it up with sandwich cookies. Yeah. I die every time I see the commercial.
Those commercials are so great. So just me. Next up, Taco Bell Gator.
Yeah.
Jumping on a craze. They apparently introduced this in restaurants in Oklahoma City, and they went viral and everybody loved them. And now, arriving at Taco Bell locations nationwide, is the Flamin' Hot Grilled Cheese Burrito. The Flamin' Hot Grilled Cheese Burrito brings all the elements that you would like together, taking the heat. We're talking about the heat, the crispy Fritos crunch, and the cheesy goodness on the inside and out of the classic burrito. Gator, the Flamin' Hot Cheese Burrito. Are you going to eat that?
No. I want to because I love burritos. Grilled cheese burritos, I've had those. Those are really good. But I'm not the Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy. That's not me.
Not.
I don't like them. So I'm going to decline. It hurts me to say that because I love Taco
Bell. I think they're Flamin' Hot Fritos.
You love Taco Bell.
It does say Fritos.
Oh, Flamin' Hot Fritos, is it?
I don't want the crunch.
Okay, Kang, you?
I'll try it, but it'll probably be a one-and-done type thing for me. You don't despise when you have Fritos, but you're not that guy. I'm not really that guy either, but my wife is one of those people. Like, you know, there's that whole, that's why these all exist, the Flaming Hot stuff, because there's a movement. People love the Flaming Hot stuff, and she's one of them, so it's everywhere now. They put it on everything.
I respect Kenny's opinion when it comes to Taco Bell. Where are you on this?
So I'm not a Flaming Hot guy at all. I actually kind of hate the Flaming Hot people. Hate's a strong word. Strongly dislike the Flaming Hot crowd. I think they're a little much. They're showing off. That's what they're doing. It's like, oh, look at me. I can eat this bright red powder.
It's a flex.
Bleep off. That's what I have to say to you, Flaming Hot guy.
Noted. Kenny, not a Flaming Hot guy.
Proudly.
That paid off.
I'd give this a shot. I do like spicy stuff. I do like Fritos. The question is, when will I ever roll up to a Taco Bell again? But if I do,
you're assuming that chicken's an option for this.
I'd eat the cheese.
It's just cheese.
Yeah,
it's still out.
All right. Next up, Pop Tart has introduced a protein lineup of snack pastries. 10 grams of protein per serving. They have Slammin' Strawberry, Boostin' Brown Sugar Cinnamon, and Bumpin' Blueberry. Gator, the protein Pop-Tarts. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try them. And I'm hoping that they don't taste too much like that fake, awful protein powder can taste. Sometimes it's awful.
What about that drywall Doug gave us? Is this like one of those?
Yeah,
I gave you the protein Pop-Tarts before.
Yeah. Is that a spackle? Yeah, if it's anything like that.
Gator was worried because it was bendy.
It was bendy.
I think I saw them using it on 696.
Yeah, they did actually to plug up the middle. They had that leak.
Yeah.
And give you 5 grams of protein.
Yeah.
I think Tom Cruise
696 with more protein.
Tom Cruise used it in one of those Mission Impossible movies to instead of plastic explosive. I would try it, but I have the fear that it's going to taste too much like the fake protein taste, which is it's so disappointing when you get that.
Can you?
I'm out.
We know, Doug. We know.
I'm so in.
They're so in. You have some already, right?
For the record, the Boostin' Brown Sugar Cinnamon would be the protein Pop-Tart of choice. And I'll report back and let you know how it is. All right, Gator, this one's a little different, but medical professionals are now recommending the kiwi fruit, instead of a high-fiber diet, is a great first-line treatment for constipation, according to new guidance from King's College researchers in London. Gator, the kiwi fruit, so good, so hard to get to. Where do you stand on kiwi?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if I've ever had kiwi.
Whoa.
I think because it always looked kind of weird to me, I didn't go for it. And knowing that, it's like a fuzzy nut, right? Is how it looks like when it's.
It's not a nut.
No, I know. I know it's not. I say it looks like it, right? It looks like, you know.
Well, it's like a fuzzy, like, plum. I don't know.
Is that even better?
I don't know.
Like fuzzy plum?
It's fuzzy. It looks fuzzy.
For a fantasy team, my fuzzy plum.
I play fantasy basketball just so I can name my team my fuzzy plum.
My fuzzy plums. Better than my fuzzy nuts.
Yeah, definitely that. Better than that.
So, but I've always been curious what it like. I don't even know what it tastes like.
Really?
I have no idea.
Kiwi is so good.
Yeah,
it's just good. So hard. Am I wrong? It's hard to get
kiwi.
To. It's like the worst packaging ever for a food.
Well, the fuzzy part.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But you know, I'm all for what it allegedly does.
First line defense against constipation.
Okay.
Maybe I'm alone in this. I've never had an actual kiwi, but I've only had kiwi flavored things.
You've never had a kiwi?
That's not real kiwi, man. Okay.
Obviously not. But
Gator, you're, I don't know. You ever gonna try a kiwi?
Yeah, I'd like to try it. Sure.
Can you? Wow.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not like you, Doug. We got two in here that've never even tried it.
I know.
I've got nothing against New Zealand.
Here's the thing about kiwi. I want to bring in a selection of tools to try and get to the kiwi and make Kenny and Gator have to get to the kiwi, either peeling off the fuzzy outside or cutting it. And
then feed each other.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
That's sweet.
Hey, Doug, would you eat kiwi out of Kenny's beard?
No, I would not eat kiwi out of Kenny's beard.
What if it had extra protein?
I don't eat kiwi because it's a pain in the ass. But hey, when I have it, I'm like, if somebody else cuts it up for me, I'm like, this is great. And there it is. Another edition.
Huh.
Are you going to eat that at all? Anybody's going to remember is my fuzzy plum. It is. All right, a couple things. Follow up. Sorry, you're going to eat that. One, the hucklenut cannoli.
Yeah.
The word hucklenut.
It's one of the funniest things I've heard in my life.
It sounds to me like a wrestling move.
What kind of wrestling you're doing? Sounds like an Urban Dictionary entry. The old hucklenut.
Yeah. And thing two is, Jimmy brought us in studio for us to try as part of a on-air, are you going to eat that? He froze the Reese's PB&J cup.
Strawberry one.
I have a grape. Now, I will tell you.
You're good because you don't like strawberry flavoring.
I don't like strawberry flavoring. Thank you. I will tell you that I accidentally once bought the peanut butter and jelly M&Ms.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an accident.
It was. I thought I was grabbing just the peanut butter ones, and they were the peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
And I was like, I like M&Ms. I'm good for them for branching out, but I was so disappointed. I decided, and I've seen these, I don't want peanut butter and jelly flavored stuff. Just leave the Reese's. I love Reese's. I think saying bad things about Reese's is blasphemy. However, we're going to give it a shot.
Yep. Says they're different when they're frozen.
Yep,
so
power's frozen. So Gator is taking a bite. I'm still trying to get it out of the packaging. I suck with packaging. All right.
It's better frozen, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah, I'm not.
The reason why it's better frozen than unfrozen
is
because you don't taste the jelly. All you taste is it's a peanut butter cup.
Yeah. I mean, you get, well, I don't know what the strawberry one's like. The grape one, I get a little bit of flavor, but.
I get no strawberry flavor.
I could do without. I'm not, you know.
I just get regular peanut butter cups.
I know, right? Is that what you're left longing? It's like,
I think this is a move. I like it.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Did you have strawberry or grape?
Grape. Which you guys have? I'm sorry.
I had grape. I could taste a little bit of the grape, but.
I can taste the grape. I like that it's more firm. You know how, like, sometimes if you leave Reese's
Isn't
cup
that
out
only
too long.
It's frozen?
Well, yeah, that's why. Oh, okay. I like the frozen part.
I mean, I thought you were saying you like this. It's more firm than a regular peanut butter cup.
I like
Whatever.
It.
Yeah. All good.
I should make an ice cream version. Now I'm thinking about it.
I taste nothing in this.
What are you?
Really?
Your taste buds dead?
I mean, it doesn't even taste as good as like a normal peanut butter cup. Maybe the
you don't taste anything?
I taste no.
Dude, I think you got COVID.
Well, that doesn't bode well for me. I think
I taste very little. No, it's just very faint.
No, he tastes peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't taste any jelly.
Yeah, but even the peanut butter is not as pronounced as it normally is. I think that's the counteraction from the jelly. Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. Thanks though, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, if you're giving my choice, regular peanut butter cup or PB&J peanut butter cup, I'm taking the regular.
Peanut butter cup.
Yeah. Okay.
And Kang, and you'd be for this over regular peanut butter?
Yeah, if you're making me pick one or the other, I like it. All right. I might steal all my kids' candy this Halloween and put it in the freezer.
All right.
All right, let's get to the Lions in Tampa. Practice report yesterday, full practice for Zach Cunningham, who's been a long time NFL football crush of Gator and I, and I can't believe now that he is in Detroit. Understanding he's a depth piece at a position that's got good frontline guys. Aleem McNeil, full practice. Taylor Decker, limited practice. This is yesterday's practice report. We await to find out what happened today. Did not practice. Sione Vaki, DJ Reader with a back, Avante Maddox, Kirby Joseph with a knee, and Terrion Arnold with a shoulder. All in all, that practice report to me is a negative, but I guess having Aleem McNeil at full practice is a very good thing, and Taylor Decker limited. Hopefully that's, you know, we still got Friday's practice and Saturday's practice to deem whether or not he's going to play on Monday, so there's still time for him to get back to full practice. But Gator, what do you make of this?
Well, I think it's nothing but great news. You want to get your offensive line back to 100% if you can do that, and Decker getting back to practice, this is good. They still have Saturday to go through, and then Sunday's the walkthrough, and we'll make the determination on Monday night. I suspect he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraged with the Zach Cunningham stuff. He is a depth piece. He doesn't necessarily have to be ready to go on Monday night, but having him ready to go for the season matters. It's been a hamstring injury. It's kept him out for a couple games. We've been big fans of his. So I think that's good news. Waiting to hear more on defensive backs. And yeah. I suspect that, look, keep guys out another week. You have the bye week after the Monday night game. It just means more rest for the players that really need that rest. So hopefully they come back after the bye week and we'll see that Terrion Arnold is back to being a full participant in practice and ready to go, hopefully. And most importantly, let's hope that we don't suffer more injuries on Monday night's game. Kirby Joseph, I feel like they're just playing with time here because he looked so injured against Kansas City, left the game, and then comes back into the game like nothing had happened, which is always concerning.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I mean, great, and like, wait, he's not limping anymore. He's blowing people up again.
Yeah, strange. Very strange. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today, too, that, you know, Lions have gone through so many injuries, right? And I wonder if this is one, because of depth, that they go, oh, wow, this really sucks. They drafted a safety out of Georgia in the late rounds, Dan Jackson. And it's disappointing because he's been out the whole time. You wonder what kind of contribution he would be able to make. Just comes from a great program, obviously.
Yeah.
Well thought of back then.
I think they envisioned a role on special teams for him. But
he would have been forced into action.
He might have been forced into action, yeah. I mean, they probably went in this season thinking more we'd be more likely to play him than Jammy Robinson, right, who they signed yesterday and is on the active roster and may be forced into action. They may be more likely to play him than Thomas, who's number 12, Harper, who last week was making plays and having everybody that cared scrambling to see who number 12 was.
Their list of injured reserve or out players is lengthy when you look at it. It really is quite lengthy, and it's
starting all over again. Started all over again.
Let's just hope that certain people stay off that list, and guys that are currently on that list get off that list quickly. Ali McNeil coming back on Monday night, that should be a nice lift to this team as well. So, but still waiting on the guys like Pascal. We haven't heard anything about him.
No, you're right. So, the Jeremy Fowler reported that the 49ers are really looking at pass rush additions, and they enthusiastically consider Trey Hendrickson an ideal fit for their defense if the Bengals would part with him for a reasonable compensation. Now, Fowler added, "I'm also told Cincinnati has no plans to trade Hendrickson at this time. Cincinnati plans to remain all in on the season, and the offense showed signs of life with Flacco." Showed signs of life with Flacco on Sunday against Green Bay. Probably only got more signs of life with what they did last night, beating Pittsburgh. So Trey Hendrickson, you know, I suspect when you see a team that is managing to hang around now at 3-4 and can be a wild card team if they piece together a couple more wins before the trade deadline, they could find themselves in that situation. It's like if they do two of anything, two wins, they may say, yeah, we're going to go for it this year. Two losses, they may pull the plug. But as far as the key part of this statement is reasonable compensation. What is reasonable compensation?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. The two games they have left leading up to the trade deadline, they play home against the Jets and home against the Bears.
Yep.
So are those two winnable games? Those are two winnable games. They might find themselves at 5-4 right before the trade deadline, which certainly puts them in a position to make the playoffs. There was another article in the ESPN.
Yeah, this one.
Where,
you know how sometimes I worry about things creating unrealistic expectations? Yeah,
but he gave the compensation and what it would take to land not one, but two players for the Detroit Lions.
Well, let's get to that at 102. It is Carson Anderson. We'll get an update from Allen Park with the Birch Kid at 1:30. 97.1 The Ticket.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.